好，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我想我们在座的每一位，我所知道的，不少位是第一代的基督徒，或是你的父母亲是第一代来到美国的。
I believe many of you are considered the first generation Christians, or your parent is the first generation Christian, and somehow you were able to come to this country.
我们信主了，我们来到教会了，我们加入教会了。
Indeed, once we're Christian, we join the church, we are part of church.
我们以为这个信仰呢，就是我所加入的，就是这样。
And somehow we believe our faith is the church that we are currently joining with, and that is it.
我们华人尤其如此，我们在这个国家，在这个社会里面，我们是一个自成一格的次文化subculture。
Especially to us Chinese, we consider we are just immigrants. We form our very unique culture, and we consider ourselves as a subculture.
我们有一点点的 independent， 觉得这就是我的教会，这就是我的 denomination， 然后 that's all。
And somehow we have a mindset of being independent. We consider this is my church, this is my culture, and that's it.
然后我们希望我们的下一代在美国好好的发展，然后我们的家里面都团圆团聚，顺便做一点福音的工作，也 fulfill 我们好像是这个现代基督徒的一些责任。
And we feel we just cultivate and develop the best we can for our second generation and ask them to become elite in the society, that is our wish.
但是我要跟大家分享的，今天跟大家分享的。
However, what I would like to share with you today,
你我不是从石头里面蹦出来的。
We are not born out of a rock.
我们参加这个教会也不是从石头里面蹦出来的，今天突然之间发生，你我一起参加。
And the church we are currently joining with is not something born out of nowhere.
我们的国家也不是从石头里面蹦出来的，然后我们就加入了，我们就生在这个国家。
In the same way, the country we are currently living in with is not a nation born out of nothing.
所以我今天要跟大家分享的叫做先贤之信。
So today I would like to share with you a topic of the faith of our founding fathers.
好，这是今天的圣经的出处。
And this is the passage that we are going to focus our attention.
我们今天的信息分享呢，有一些的部分是看 video，
so part of our sermon today will be sharing some videos。
但是我们的信息的部分呢，会很精简的提说，让我们看见我们不是从石头里蹦出来的一个教会、一个国家、一个个体，然后我们就信主就好了。
And part of the sermon today is that we are not someone born out of nothing. No matter is consider us as individual or as a society, as a group of people or people from a nation.
所以我们的今天的信息有分成三个部分。
And therefore, we are going to divide our sermon into three parts today.
第一部分呢，就是分享你我，我们这个人，我们这个民族，我们这个教会，我们这个国家是有根的。
First, I would like to share that we as an ethnic group, or as individual, as a family, or as a nation, we do have a root. We do have a foundation.
我们的信仰是有根的。
There's a root about our faith.
主爱之家的存在并不是建立在主爱之家生活生生的变成一个教会，然后这个教会的根就是主爱之家，不是这样子的。
So the root of the house of Christ's love, it's not the church itself. There is something else. It's the foundation of the church.
所以第一点我们跟大家分享的是根。
So the first, very first category we're going to focus is the root.
第二个要跟大家分享的是有先前的人传给我们的。
And second, we would like to think about it is that we do have some pioneers who have set some ground for us to follow.
然后第三点是我们承接以后，我们还要去传承，还要启后。所以第二点是承先，第三点是启后。
So the second point is that we need to remember there are pioneers and forefathers before us. And the third point we would like to think is that we do currently have a mission for our future.
For the for future generations.
For future generations.
好，第一个呢是我们是有根的，是根托着我们的。
The first we need to know it is because of the root which hold us firm.
那我们要接回去那个信仰的根源。
And we need to be connected to the root.
好，这段圣经，这里让我们看见，原来我们的信仰是由以色列上帝所先前所拣选的选民，以色列的那边呢，救恩从犹太人而出来。
So for this passage, we realize our faith was originated from the people being elect by God, which is Israelite, and our faith was depending on their foundation.
但是这个拣选的，他没有 fulfill 他们原先被拣选的这一个责任，做一个美好的见证传扬给 all nations 时候，这一个他们没有按照信心所求，反而将他们自己的心硬了，离开了上帝。
However, the elect, which is Israelites, they did not fulfill the commission which is given to God is to preach the good news to all nations, and therefore their hearts start to get hardened.
所以我们要知道我们的信仰的根源是怎么来的，怎么从那个根源发生了什么事，然后跑到我们身上来。
So we need to know the root of our faith, and we need to know what had happened and become where we are today.
然而，他们这样子的流失，难道是救恩就跟他们切断吗？
And yet,Because of their transgression, does that mean salvation no longer has anything to do with them?
而是上帝的恩典，他觉得这个长子啊，实在是不成才，然后呢，让这个美好的救恩呢，临到了后来的其他的外邦的时候，让这个原来的长子看到救恩的丰富，他们自己产生了一个很大的懊悔，以至于有一天这个长子也因着看他其他后面的兄弟姐妹不同的国家得到救恩如此的蒙福，他们很懊悔有一天能够回头。
So it turns out God is using other nations being able to turn back to God in a way to arouseIsraelites to realize they need to repent. They start to envy the saving of other nations, and therefore they start to have a desire to come back to reconcile with God.
所以这个根呢，是在几千年前呢，上帝有救恩的计划，但是虽然他们有失败，并不代表上帝不回去来拯救他们，把这个根完全的切断，然后让我们呢成为一个无根的信仰，或者是说另立了一个民族，另立了一群人。
The scripture tells us it is God's plan thousands of years ago that God has elect the Israelites to be the source or the root of this faith. And yet, because of their rebellion, somehow the Gentiles are saved. It does not mean God is going to set another race to represent the salvation.
所以上帝的大的计划呢，是最后是外邦人跟犹太人呢同归于一，因为基督的缘故同归于一，然后接回这个信仰的根源，然后整个是一个分别为圣的新的族群，不分犹太人也不分外邦人。
So it is God's plan. His grand plan is that eventually all the branches and the root will join together as one. So there will be no longer Israelites versus Gentiles.
所以这里告诉我们说，在上帝的眼光中，我们不可以自高，我们的 Protestant 的这个新教徒，或者所谓的基督徒，或者包括天主教徒，不可以自高。
Therefore, we who consider ourselves as Protestant Christians, we need to know we cannot view ourselves higher than others. We need to be humble.
所以在第十七节说，他说有几根枝子被 折下来，就好像有以色列人在上帝的恩惠中间呢，他们有失败。
So from verse 17 say, if some of the branches has been broken off, it means in the historical events, it showed that there are failures happened in Israelite.
然后我们好高兴，现在变成我们是老大，我们做主了。
And the Gentiles consider now we have been elevated. We think we are higher than the Israelites.
说你们失去这个位分，现在这个位分是我们的了。
And consider the Israelites, you have lose your position. Now we have gained the favor.
但是这里上面让我们看见了，那不过是在上帝美好的根上面有几个枝子被折下来，就是橄榄枝子，但是在插上去的我们呢叫做野橄榄啊。
And however, the passage tells us that we are just considered as the wild olive shoot. We have been grafted among others. We are the naturalbranches.
其实上帝是把我们好像是被收养的孩子插在他的根上面，然后变成他的一部分。所以在这里讲到外邦教会，或者是说基督徒的这样的跟以色列人的之间的关系呢，其实上帝让我们因着信仰接到这一个旧约新约，旧约新约，那当时候的信仰全部都是几乎全部都是犹太人，都是以色列从那里流出来的。
So we need to know we are merely branches, wild branches being grafted into this salvation, and all theFavor and grace were flowing from the root of Israelite.
所以这里讲到我们得到了那个橄榄根的肥汁啊，因为我们正正式式的认识了上帝，所以那个救恩临到了非常多的刚开始是欧洲，后来是拉丁美洲，后来亚洲，还有包括现代的我们。
So as the scripture says, and now we share in the nourishing sap from the olive root. That means us, those immigrants, and now we are part of this favor elect, and we are being blessed because of them.
所以没有一个教会可以说我是单独存在的。
And therefore, there's no church can claim that they are independent from others.
不管是长老会啦，不管是浸信会啦，不管是五旬节中啦，不管哪一个地方教会或者是一个宗派。
No matter you are Presbyterian Church, Baptist Church, Pentecostal Church, or any independent church, you are not actually independent.
我们的信仰是有根的。
There's a root of our faith.
我们这个家庭不是只有我们这几家人，我们在local church，这就是我们的教会。上帝心中的是一个上帝的大家庭。The
church we currently have does not just consist a few families, locally. In God's view, the entire the universe church, universal church, is the family of His children.
就好像我们有一些的下一代，我们的 second generation 会认为，或者我们自己，我们来了美国以后呢，就在美国生根了。我们第一代的移民来了美国，经过努力以后，我们在这里居留权，什么都有了，我们生根了。 什么生根呢？因为我们还有了下一代，所以我们说我们在这里生根的。我们的下一代说他是 second generation 的 ABC 也好，他是descendant of a Chinese。他以为他，我们讲来讲去，以为这个根呢是我们造的。And
oftentimes we consider we have created a root in the new land we have. A lot of time we consider our second generation is rooted because our immigration in this land. We thought we have created a new foundation, a new root of our family line.
然后我们中间很多是在自己的家庭里面是第一代的或者第二代的信徒，就是说这个呢，就是我们的信仰就从这里，就以为我们的信仰就从这里开始。
And we thought we originate our faith because we're the first generation Christian or the second generation Christian. We thought everything started from the first of our own point of view.
其实我们的第一代岂不是也是别人传给我们的信仰吗？
But come to think of it, isn't our when we consider first, didn't we inherit from someone else?
我们的教会成立了没有错，可在成立以前，难道天底下就没有教会吗？难道我们成立的这些同工不是有其他的教会之前的教会，或者是家庭，或者是亚洲的教会曾经栽培我们吗？
Even though we consider our church as the first, the starting of our gathering, but wasn't this gospel being preached or inherit from other generations or other churches back in Asia or in America?
就算是讲到亚洲，我们是台湾的教会，我们是香港的教会，我们是中国大陆的教会，难道这些教会是自己生出来的吗？
When we come to think of it, even if we inherit our faith from churches in Taiwan, Hong Kong, or mainland China, we need to think about those existence. Were they just born out of nothing? Were they originated by their own?
所以我们要来, next slide. To move the next slides, please. Okay, 好。所以第十八节讲到说，是有这个 root 来 support 我们的。And
therefore, from verse 13, say the root supports us.
18, okay. Next, please. 这里给我们看见的，George, click, please. 所以我们因着前面的前人，我们被接上了。
And we were grafted in because they were pioneers, they were forefathers before us.
他们有人跌倒了，把这个救恩呢就流到我们这里来，没有接受，不愿意接受，上帝仍然要成就普世的救恩。
Perhaps some of them have failed, even though they fall, and yet they have passed on their faith, and we, so that we may stand by faith.
或是说他们不领受那个这个不愿意接受这个恩典就流出来流到我们身上了。
Or consider some of them they did not receive this faith, and somehow this blessing has flowed over flow to us.
所以我们在圣经上面也要我们了解，如果他们不是很长时间的不相信，最后他们仍然会跟我们一起回到上帝的根源。所以说犹太人他们也会得救的。
So we need to understand, even though some of them did not receive this faith, but eventually they will, so eventually we're going to come become one, and this is regarding to the Israelites.
Okay, next please. 所以我们看到这个呢，就自己看到兄长的跌倒，我们反而要因此受到警惕。
And therefore, when we see the fall of our elder brothers, spiritually, we need to be warned.
就是以色列的跌倒，反而要成为我们的警惕。
Which means the fall of Israelites should be a warning to all of us.
也就是美国要因着以色列跌倒，美国自己也要受到警惕。
Which means USA as a nation need to be warned and learn from the lessons from Israelite.
但是我们现在比较注重了根源。好 ，next please. 所以我们要知道，我们是野橄榄，但是现在接待好橄榄的信仰的根源上了。
So we need to understand that we are considered as the wild by nature, and now we were crafted into cultivate olive tree, which is referring to the Israelites.
好 ，next please. 所以我们要知道，我们的根源是从以色列这个根源，信仰的根源出来的。
So we need to know the source and the root of our faith is from Israelite.
所以我们期盼跟他们一起接回上帝的根源，我们有份，他们也有份。
So it is our hope and desire that we are going to join with Israelites and to become one before the Lord.
所以我们也要为对着他们的救恩也要负担。
And therefore we need to have a burden for their salvation.
所以我们也要知道我们信仰的根源，以色列、犹太，这个整个的救恩历史，这是我们需要去了解的。
And therefore, we need to have a clear understanding of the history of salvation.
好 ，next please. 所以有一天，全家，所以全家包括他们，也包括我们外邦信徒，来将福音传回犹太人当中。
And therefore, we need to understand that one day all Israel will be saved, and it is our desire and mission to bring the gospel back to Israelite.
所以这段圣经告诉我们，我们信仰是有共同根源的。
So this passage tells us that we all share the same root of our faith.
有 旧的有新的。
There is something new, there is something old.
但是都没有一个是可以 independent 的。
And yet they cannot be separated, they cannot declare independence from one another.
好，我们现在请下一个啊。好，下一个 ，click please。click。因此，我们必须要能够去传，是因为有上面好 ，click click， 两个 click， 所以可以看到是由我们的信仰是有前人传给我们的，我们去还要承接美好的属灵传承。
And therefore, we do have a duty to inherit our faith from our previous generation and pass it down.
所以为什么我们不只是读圣经，我们不只是传扬，我们还要去了解教会历史。
And therefore, it is not only by reading the scripture, but we need to understand the history of church.
Church, 这个教会的整体来说，它有非常丰富的属灵遗产，所以我们阅读、我们学习、我们研究，是还包括前人他们美好的信仰遗产传给我们。
And therefore, the inheritance does not just limit in the scripture alone, but our forerunners before us. We need to understand their faith journey in order to inherit the abundant inheritance they have passed down to us.
好 ，next please. 因此，这个的传递呢，是因为有 generation 传给 generation 这一代跟那一代是有传递的。
And therefore, we see the passing on from one generation to another generation. There is an act of inheritance going on.
3个月前
About 3 months ago.
差不多3-4个月前
About 3-4 months ago.
是我65岁的生日。
I just celebrate my 65th birthday.
那我在这一刻大家都知道的一个分界线，我在想什么
？And perhaps, what was in my mind in this important juncture of my life?
当然，我对未来还有期待呢。
Of course, I do have hope of my future journey.
我觉得我好像还没有真正的诞生，我好像觉得啊，这是一个新的篇章开始。
To me, this is just a beginning of a new chapter of my life.
但是在我心里面有一个非常重要的一件的责任，就是我要指示给下一代，我要将上帝美好的作为，我所知道的，尽我可能，我要传给 younger generation, next generation.
And however, I feel there is a great burden in my heart that I need to pass on the faith I currently have to my next generation.
不只是我个人的下一代，是给你我们共同的这个未来的世代，这是我们的责任，因为这里说这代要向那一代来传扬。
It's not just the next generation of my own family.But the church family, the second generation, because according to the scripture, that one generation commands to the next generation. We need to pass on our faith to the next.
Okay, next slide. 好 ，click. 好，所以呢？既然我们有上面传给我们，如今我们怎么传给未来的世代呢
？And therefore, if we already been benefited from our forefathers, and we have inherited their faith, now what should we do for our next generation?
所以你我的责任是非常重要的。
And therefore, we do have a mission. We do have a duty here.
不然我们的下一代只知道我们的父母亲是从亚洲来的。
And without this, perhaps our next generation will only realize that we were just immigrants from Asia.
至于 Asia 是怎么回事，其实他们了解的非常的少。
And regarding to what has actually happened in Asia, they have very little idea.
我的女儿，我带常常带她去大陆宣教，也去过台湾也不少次。
My own daughter, whom I have brought to mainland China and Taiwan for many times.
但是她还是问我说，哎，那个过年到底怎么回事？我听说你们那个时代的过年很有意思哎。
And however, she often asks me, how do you celebrate New Year? I sort of know what as I have heard such and such, but what did it really happen?
所以很难将，他很期望能够知道那个传统的中国年的那个氛围是怎么回事。
So she really had the desire to understand the traditional celebration of Chinese New Year.
但是呢，同时他生活在美国的时候呢，他们又有一个好像是美国人，有的时候又不感觉他一定是美国人的这一个，不过是。Second generation 或者是 ABC。
And yet, she has some confusion about her identity as considered as an American. And at the same time, she feels she is just a second generation, American-born Chinese.
对不起，我没有说 specific 我的女儿是这么想啊，我是说，说不定在 in general，在下一代，他们觉得这个是他们的民族，也好像有的也有一些的隔阂，好像两边他们的对于在美国或在亚洲，他们的根，他们都可能会有一点点的这个不确定感。
So I'm making a statement, not just the statement is not from my own daughter, but this is a general statement for many young generations in this land. Oftentimes, they were not sure which group they belong to. Do they belong to the Asia original family line, or they belong to American mainstream? A lot of time, they feel they were in between or they are out of place for both groups.
其实我所关切的并不是刚才讲到的文化。
And actually, what my focus and my burden is not about their confusion about their culture identity.
最重要，他们的信仰才是我们在这里要这代向那代的传扬。
But rather, the most important burden I have is their faith identity, that we have a duty to pass on our faith from this generation to the next.
文化上没有完整的传递，这个对于生死、对于永恒还不是那么重要。
Even though we lack of passing on culture identity from one to another, and yet it is not that crucial when it comes to life and death.
是否是中港台，还是在美国长大，这个本身呢，并不是那么永恒里面的致命的。重点。
Rather, you have a clear understanding or identity regarding to you're from Taiwan, Hong Kong, mainland China, or in America. It's not that crucial and important when we consider the really essence of life.
而是我们信仰的根源传承这件事情，才是我。上帝的选民的一个真正应该要有的眼界。
Rather, the most important element that we need to consider as a Christian, we need to understand is that can we pass on our faith from one generation to another?
好，现在我们就看一些图片，讲一些故事，看一点的视频。
So let us view some pictures and videos to get some more idea about this.
好，我现在呢就请大家看看啊，这个我们现在的感谢主，我们有有基督徒的这些的领袖，但是他们的信仰呢，其实也是因为过去被栽培，如今才能够在或多或少在他们的生命中间的。
We thank God that currently we have leaders who are Christians. And however, whether they the faith plays important role or more or less, they were all inherit from their previous generation or the previous happenings in the culture.
你看他们宣誓就职的时候，他们在干嘛？他们的手在干嘛？
As we see how they have sworn in to take the highest position in this nation, what were they doing here?
他们的手按在什么上面？
And so as they were sworn in, let us pay attention to their hand. Where do they place their hands?
他们的手是按在圣经的上面。
They have laid their hands on the Bible.
而据我所知呢，川普总统呢手按的那本圣经呢，它一共有两本，一本呢是林肯的圣经，林肯在做总统的时候，林肯总统留下来在白宫的圣经。
As far as I know, as President Trump sworn in, the last time he has placed his hand on two Bibles. One of the Bible was passed on from President Lincoln.
另外一本圣经，他带进去的是他小时候他妈妈给他的圣经。
In other Bible he has laid his hand upon is the Bible which is given by his mom.
那是大概是他
When
十
he
二，
was a, when he
他是
was,
12岁的时候。
when he was 12 years old.
我不知道他有没有真正明白圣经，或者是说他多少按着圣经来行事，但是有没有看见这一个国家 in general 是按在圣经还有前人信仰的根基上？
I do not know how much he has read the Bible and how much this the scripture has brought impact to his life. However, one thing I do observe is that the faith has been passing on from their previous generations.
所以据说他妈妈的那本圣经一直放在他白宫办公桌的桌上。
So as the legend said, The Bible given by Donald Trump's mom has been placed on the desk in the Oval Office always.
然后这本圣经呢，据说是 Scotland 里面有一个 revivalist 当年所用的圣经，辗转送给他妈妈，他妈妈最后送给他啊。
And people have said this Bible has been passed on from a revivalist. From Scotland and pass on to Donald Trump's mom and his mo mother pass on to Donald Trump.
好，我今天的重点呢，不是在讲 politician，他们现代的 politician。
So my focus is not talking about modern politician.
好，现在我们请我们看一下接下来，这是8年前。
This is a picture which has been taken 8 years ago.
你可以看到日期是11/11/2012。
As you can see, the date on the picture, which is November 11th, 2012.
8年前，我到普利茅斯港，因为我非常的切慕能够看到美国的信仰恢复到它的起初。
About 8 years ago, I went to the port of Plymouth, which because I long for the how the faith has started in this nation.
对我个人主观上认为，美国属灵状况最 差的最不好的，一个是我现在所居住的加州，一个就是美国的东北角。我觉得这两个地方真是够差了。
And to me, the currently America has suffered the spiritual downward trend, and the two worst locations I would consider to be where I live in California and in other place is Massachusetts.
所以我听说那边有祷告会，就是纪念五月花号登陆392年的时候呢，我就心里有感动就过去了。然后有一些洛杉矶的跟我去，有一些 New Jersey 的跟我去了。
And therefore, once I heard there is a celebration going on in the port of Plymouth to remember how the forefathers has brought the faith to this land. And therefore, I have a desire to visit the place. When I went, several brothers and sisters from New Jersey and East Coast also, and also Los Angeles also went along with me.
我以为是我自己这个 fantasize 这个好像很羡慕那个古代的情形，所以才这样兴起的这样一个旅程。
I thought it is only my own desire, longing to understand how the forefathers brought their faith to this land. And therefore, I initiate the journey to participate this event.
就想不到在飞机出发之前的四天，我们一个礼拜六，周师母接到一通的电话。
And little did I know, just four days before my taking off to East Coast, my wife has received a phone call.
这边呢，有一个姐妹跟她说，周师母，因为这个姐妹 actually 跟我们不是很熟。她说，我跟我的儿子在为你们祷告的时候，我儿子呢，领受到一些事情，不知道你可不可以跟你们见个面，将他所领受的告诉你们。
And the one who called wasn't really, we weren't really acquainted. We do not really know one another. And she said to my wife, Mrs. Chow, as my son was praying, we somehow have a desire to share something he saw, and he would like to share what was on his mind to you. Would you mind to set up a meeting?
好，反正我们那天没事，就下午大概一两点钟就到我的办公室，他们母子两个到了，我跟周师母就在那里，然后呢寒暄一下，因为我不认识的小孩，然后我们就开始以下的对话。
So actually we don't really know one another, and yet since we don't have anything to do for on that particular day, we set up a meeting. So the mother and the son went to my office, and my wife was there, and after some chatting, and now is the following conversation.
我看到那个孩子还不满12岁，11岁半。
And when I saw the boy was merely not even 12 years old. He is around 11 years old.
我就说 hey, a boy, 他的名字叫 Jonathan, hey,OK, 好，这是我第一次见到他。我说，哎，你有什么话要跟周牧师讲，你就说吧。Yeah, anything you want to share with me, and just go ahead.
So I just say to the boy, hey, Jonathan, would you like to share anything with me? Just go ahead. Since I don't really know this person before.
他就开始说了。
Then he start to say,
在他短短的几分钟之内跟我分享的中间，我听到一半，我出到外面去哭了两次。
So as the boy started sharing, during the conversation, I couldn't hold myself, so I went outside of my office sobbing twice.
他开口的第一句话。
So the first word he has altered is
你要去一个港。
And he said, you are going to go to a port.
一个 harbor, 一个,
a harbor.
一个 port, yeah. 然后我 hold it, 我就说 OK, 那你告诉我那个港那边有什么。
So I said to him, so what else is in that harbor? As you say, I'm going to that harbor. What is that harbor looks like?
他说那边有一艘古船。
And he said, there will be an ancient ship.
我说好，那个船上面有没有人？
And I say to the, continue to ask the boy, is there anyone on the ship?
他说有。
And he said yes.
我说那穿着是什么衣服？
And I ask the boy, so what do people dress like on the ship?
他说是 colonial style.
And he said colonial style.
我说好，那个船上面有没有旗？
And then I continue to ask him, so is there any flag raised on that ship?
他说有，那我说好，那现在拿一张白纸，我给你一支笔，你给我画出来那个旗长什么样子。
And so I said, okay, so can you draw what the flag looks like on a piece of paper, which I'm going to give to you?
然后他就画了这个十字旗。
Then he wrote, and he drew a picture of a flag with the cross.
然后我问他说，我们一共多少人？
Then I asked him, how many people were there with me?
他说差不多50个人。
And he said about 50.
我就停下来，我就到另外一个房间去哭。
So then I stopped and went to another room, start to cry.
但我的之前我有问那个小孩，我说你知不知道这个港是在哪里？
And I also asked the boy, do you know where that port, that harbor is?
他说我不知道。
And the boy said, I have no idea.
我就到一个房间去哭。
So I went to another room, start weeping.
我以为是我initiate这一次的旅程。
I thought I was the one who initiated this journey.
原来是上帝所有的事情都知道。
And little did I know, God knows everything.
然后我又回来。
So I went back to the room, to the office.
我擦干眼泪。
So I wiped my face dry.
然后我就问这个孩子。
Then I continued to ask the boy.
我在那里是什么角色，在干什么？
What was my role when in over there?
细节我不讲，不在这里跟你们讲。
I won't continue the detail here.
但是他只有讲了一个字。
And however, he did mention one word.
就是 the council, Star Wars 里面的 the council.
So he mentioned the council in the movie Star Wars.
我又跑到外面去哭。
I went to outside, start weeping again.
因为这是我个人的秘密，天底下在那个时候没有人知道。
Because this is a personal secret of mine, and no one else in the world knows about this.
大概最多周师母都不太清楚的，我个人的秘密，他把它讲出来了。
This is a very secret of my own.Which even my wife may not know about this.
所以我知道上帝给我这个心要去溯源美国建国的立国是怎么开始的，这是他心放在我心里的感动。
And I realized the desire of for me to seeking for the source of the founding father of this nation is actually being placed by God.
好，现在请 click next。这就是我当时候在那边祷告，为美国祷告。
So this is me who were praying for America on that day.
好，请 next。美国建国有一位虔诚的基督徒，伟大的领袖华盛顿。
There was a great leader, a devout Christian, George Washington.
现代人只把他当作总统来看待，很少去了解他的信仰。
The modern society only treated him as the very first president of America. Seldom there is anyone to understand his faith.
请看下面的两张图案。好，再看下一张图案。这两张图案是在这两个作品是国家的一个珍藏。
The two precious artwork has been collected in the National Museum.
这是国家生死存亡最重要的时刻，因为那是独立战争已经开打了。如果 George Washington 被抓到的话，他们就是被吊死的。他在那个时候是历经的美国几乎是只要是那个时候没有成功，今天不会有现代的美国的。
The picture depicts the picture where George Washington was facing a very critical moment, not only for himself, but for the nation, as a young nation trying to fight, and yet they were lacking of resource. And if George Washington is captured back then there won't be America afterwards.
那时候英军比大陆军要强大很多倍。
And at the time, the army from Great Britain has much more in numbers and military equipment than the Continental Force.
那个时候，英镑比美金受到美国人的认知上比美金要来的值钱，要来的重要。
And at the time, the pound of Great Britain was considered more official currency than the US dollars, than American dollars.
那个时候的美国人并不是大家都想做，都想独立，有一半的人支持的是英军，有一半的人可能会支持独立。
So at the time, the American population, half of them support the ruling of Great Britain, and the other half may consider declaring independence.
所以也有一些人是忠于英国的。
And therefore, many people have a heart and have a royalty towards Great Britain.
所以当这个独立军在寒冷在饥饿的时候，当地的居民还不会拿食物来帮助他们呢。
So when during winter time, many peasant and farmers, they won't support the army led by Washington. So they were lacking resource and they were starving.
乔治华盛顿在那个时候有在上帝面前祷告，我只知道 有一句话就是 Lord, help me, help us.
And the prayer, the one prayer I know that George Washington has prayed is Lord, help us.
他的这个跪在那边的时刻呢，后来被附近的一个反对独立军的一个农夫看见。
And while George Washington was praying in Valley Forge, a person who were against George Washington's army saw what he has done.
跑回去跟他们的村子里面讲，他看到这一幕，然后的村子里面的。
So the person saw what George Washington was doing, kneeling down. He ran back to his village and told what he has saw to others.
所以那个居民很感动，后来他们拿食物来帮他们。
So the villagers were deeply moved, and later on, the villagers brought their food to feed the troops.
当时发生的一个事情，很可能是同时间的。细节要请你们去查美国的国家图书馆。我只能够简短告诉你，他为什么跪下来呢？是因为他刚刚在帐篷里面。遇见了天使。
And I cannot really tell you the details of what happened, why George Washington came outside and pray. According to the story is that George Washington saw a vision in his own tent. He saw an angel in the tent.
这个细节你们可以去上网，这个都在那里，不是最近几年啊大家才弄出来的啊制造出来的啊这种的神话。
And this legend or story has been recorded, and please feel welcome to go to internet and to search for the story.
就是天使显现给他看到。美国有三次非常重大的灾难跟危机。
And the story just now came up recently, and which you can find out. The angel depict and told George Washington that the nation will face three great disasters in the future.
一次就是独立战争。
The first is the Independence War.
他们要面对欧洲来的攻击。
Because they are going to face enemies from Europe.
第二次呢，是内战。
The second, what George Washington saw is the Civil War.
第三次呢，他所看见的是美国非常多的城市会起火。
The third pictures he saw is that he saw many fires burning in many cities in America.
然后有几百万的人会在这个当中会被牵连进去。
And millions of people were involved with this chaos.
然后的美国的上空有红色的邪灵在运行。
And he saw the red, dark scarlet, spirit flowing on top of America.
但是最后至终上帝带领美国得胜。
And yet eventually God led America to victory.
然后那个天使最后交代他一句话。
And at the end, the angel has said the last word to George Washington.
说共和之子。
You say, you are the son of republic.
要记得你们这个所有的百姓要为着上帝征战，要为着上帝站立得住。
Oh, the sons of republic, you must stand firm for God.
第二个，你们要为这个土地而站立得住。
And you need to stand firm for this land.
第三件事，你们要为共和国站立得住。
And third, you need to stand firm for the republic.
当时候，乔治华盛顿说是他动都不能动，连声音都出不来。
And as George Washington described what happened to himself, he said, "I was frozen. I couldn't even move."
这个事情大家可以去上网去查，因为当时候有一个人。乔治华盛顿告诉他的不知道是什么人，这个人把这个他所知道的事情哈登在当时候的报纸上。
And You can find this out and do research from the library. George Washington actually shared of what he saw to someone, and this person later on post George Washington's vision on a local newspaper.
如果你去查的话，用上网 Google 去查的话，可能用 George Washington's prophetic vision， 可能用这个 keyword 大概就可以查到。
And you can search the word with George Washington prophetic vision as the keyword to search for this information.
如果用中文去查的话，叫做遇见天使。有一个人在十年前写了一本书，把华盛顿的这个遭遇呢，用中文写在书里面。这个都是请大家自行去查。
So about 10 years ago, this has been translated into Chinese, and since then, there is a book written for this.
好，我们请下来看看是不是有 video， 我们可以观看啊。对，啊，这个是这是我们的细节我就不讲了啊，他们都是在我们的国家有。立下美好的根基的这一些都有他们的信仰的根源，在他们的经过困难的时间和宏观的立下美国这个独特的国家，他们都是有信仰的遗产，使得我们今日有现今的美国。
I won't get into details, but the picture I have shown are the great leaders of this nation. They were the forefathers, not only for the nation, but for our faith. They have established and deposit their faith to this American culture.
好，下一个就请 George 来 play video.
And the following video will be in Chinese.
人类文明史已有几千年，五分钟。能做什么事？1969年7月21日2:51，美国宇航员阿姆斯壮走出登月舱，沿着阶梯下到月球表面。五分钟后，他踏上月球，说了一句名言：“一个人的一小步，整个人类的一大步。”全球6亿电视观众见证了这一历史时刻。返航时，三名太空人进行了一次电视直播，他们都很谦卑。柯林斯说，虽然你们看到的只有我们三个，但幕后有成千上万的人为此做出了贡献。艾德林说，回想过去几天，圣歌出现在我脑中，我观看你指头创造的苍穹和你摆列的月亮星辰，人算什么，你竟顾念他。阿姆斯壮说，这次飞行的责任是历史赋予的，是科学先驱赋予的，是美国人民的意志赋予的。愿上帝保佑所有收听收看我们直播的人，人类的千年梦想为什么由美国人来完成？答案可能成百上千，但有一个答案要追溯到1783年，一个伟大的五分钟奠定的基础。1783年，美国独立战争结束，12月举行了一个仪式，总司令华盛顿把权力交还给大陆会议。华盛顿的讲话十分简洁，我已经完成了赋予我的使命，我将退出这个伟大的舞台，并向庄严的国会告别。我仅在此交出委任，并辞去我所有的公职。大陆会议议长回答：“你在这块新的土地上捍卫了自由理念，为受伤害和被压迫的人树立了典范。你将带着同胞们的祝福退出这个伟大的舞台，但是你的道德力量。”并没有随着你军职一起消失，它将激励子孙后代。整个仪式只有五分钟，这一交一接非同小可，被历史学家们称为人类文明史上伟大的五分钟。这是人类历史上第一次单靠内心的信仰就主动放弃了出生入死建立的最高权利，堪称人类文明的一大步。18世纪的世界各国统治者不是国王就是皇帝，无论是睿智还是昏庸，都紧抓权力不放，到死不肯撒手。华盛顿率领仓促成军的民兵打败了日不落帝国的精兵强将，其声望如日中天，拥戴劝进者众，而他却毫不恋战， 解甲归田。圣经说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。华盛顿执意退隐，神却要让他再做两件大事。首先，他领导制宪会议制定美国宪法，建立了总统制、联邦制、代议共和制相结合的新型国家制度，确立了主权在民、三权分立等原则。第二，担任美国总统。华盛顿没有竞选总统，却在1789年4月全票当选为美国第一任总统，四年后再次全票当选。美国法学家史密斯说，他从不炫夸，也不以承认基督徒为耻，他把宗教带到政坛，也不曾丢失在那里。1796年，在大家推荐他连任第三届总统时，华盛顿说，若再选我当总统，美国就没有真正的民主了。华盛顿的谦卑让他开创了摒弃权力终身制的范例。在这样的体制下，人尽其才，物尽其用，地尽其力，每个人都有机会最大限度地发挥聪明才智，美利坚一飞冲天。这独特的体制吸引了全世界杰出的科学家、工程师、企业家，美国大步赶超欧洲，到20世纪初已知世界经济牛耳。可以说，没有1783年的华盛顿交出权力的五分钟，就不会有1969年人类登月的五分钟。谦卑造就伟大，谦卑成就伟业，谦卑创造历史。美国的200多年何其辉煌，华盛顿是我们每个基督徒的榜样。每天一点点，世界大改变。订阅就是支持。
好，George。
So the video was saying that even though we may consider the landing on the moon is the greatest moment in human history, actually it was built on top of the foundation of the nation of United States of America. And how that was formed was due to the piety of George Washington, who is willing to relinquish his power and popularity in order to establish the democracy of this nation. So we consider the relinquishing and farewell and retiring from the highest as the highest commander of US Army is the greatest one of the great moment in human history.
好，再请看下一个短片。
美国洛杉矶西南角太平洋边的高坡上有个麦克阿瑟纪念公园，第二次世界大战时这里曾是防御要塞，现在每年都举办特别活动纪念军人们的贡献。当你漫步其中时，竟然会碰到叱咤风云的名将。建国先贤和英雄战将们走出博物馆，来到人们身边，从国父华盛顿到五星上将艾森豪，不但相貌、个头、举止即可乱真，随口说出的话都有根有据。时光倒流回美国早期的乡镇，树荫下正召开市民会议，人人都可以提问，无论天下大事还是家庭琐事，信仰当然少不了。人们常说，美国以基督信仰立国。有人问他们，在你人生抉择时刻，信仰起多大作用？麦克阿瑟将军抢答：我对神的信靠支撑着我，我一直有很坚定的信仰。在我人生中有很多次生死关头，神救了我。我相信神有他伟大的目的，帮助我度过艰难时刻。美国第二任总统约翰·亚当斯说，我的人生比较复杂，我年轻时并不相信有神或有超自然的能力，随着年龄渐长，特别是在争取独立事业过程中看到这些神迹奇事，我相信有一个超能力的手指引着我们，你可以认定他是你所相信的神。接下来是国父华盛顿， 他说，无论谈到个人或公众的信仰，我要告诉你们的是，我们的军队一直在神应许的手中，被神应许的手扶持着。这一位是美国第26任总统西奥多·罗斯福，就是人们常说的老罗斯福。他上任时年仅42岁，是美国迄今为止最年轻的总统。他说，我一直去教会，这是我们家庭生活很重要的一部分。我相信圣经，我相信基督徒的好行为是最重要的，我相信基督教的教义。我一生的目的就是要将这样的价值观发扬光大在我们的社会中。林肯总统说话了，我说过，正义带来力量。在我们做决定的时候，我们不要说神在我们这一边，而要说我们在神的那一边。
Having God on our side, but that we are on God's side in our decisions.
他的对手，南方总司令李将军说，作为一个战争中的指挥官，我的感受是，我来计划，我来下令，一旦战斗打响，就是神在掌控了。人们公认20世纪是美国世纪，21世纪呢？美国会衰落吗？这位市民问道，你们对这个国家的未来有什么看法？先贤们似乎欲言又止。林肯总统想了一下说，我们都希望华盛顿的政客们都是诚实和正直的，哪怕只有一个都是好的。史蒂文森议员发表意见，我们看看自己真正必要的和想要的，像肯尼迪总统说的，不要问国家能为你做什么，而要问你能为国家做什么。市民回应道，作为一名教师，听到你们以这种形式来教育我们的年轻人，就像我们的军人为这个国家所做的，我向你们表示感谢。基督信仰创立了这个人类历史上最独特的国家。每年麦克阿瑟公园举行这样的纪念活动，就是提醒我们不忘基督信仰是美国的立国之本。我们要记住林肯总统的告诫，无论身处何种境遇，当我们做决定的时候，不要说神站在我们这一边，而要想一想我们是不是站在了神的那一边。每天一点点，世界大改变。
赵姐，
订阅就是支持，转发也是宣教，请您继续。
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it, derived from our Maker. Our fathers have earned and bought it for us at the expense of their ease.Their estates, their pleasure, and their blood.
The name of American, which belongs to you in your national capacity, must always exalt the just pride of patriotism.
The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind.
We have this day restored the sovereign to whom alone men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven.And with a propitious eye, he beholds his subjects assuming that freedom of thought and dignity of self-direction which he bestowed on them. From the rising to the setting sun, may his kingdom come.
So, in this time,如果问美国的未来是什么，我说，如果能够承接上帝的心意，美国将会仍然在上帝的手中被上帝所使用。如果打
So perhaps the question is, what is the future of America? And I would say, if we are willing to submit to the work of God,
我们就会 上帝仍然大大所使用，但是如果这一个国家分水岭的时候，最后滑向了 cancel culture 的这条道路，中国的文化大革命就是我们的未来。
And however, if we are not willing to submit to the guidance of God, and we're willing to be swayed by the world, and what had happened to the Cultural Revolution in China will happen to us.
想要 cancel church 就想要 anti God, 想要否定这个国家的立国根基是耶稣基督，想要成为一个无神的国家走向的未来，那一个是这一步走错了，就是几十年都翻不回来的。当中国发生了文化大革命，后世的都知道，到现今都没有办法再恢复到原本的这个道德或者价值观。是一个民族非常大的一个伤痛，都不是一个后世历史能够翻转得了了。美国必须以此为鉴戒。
If we follow the cancel culture of the modern time, this nation will start to cancel Christianity, cancel church, cancel faith, cancel the traditional value system, and as we see what had happened in China due to the Cultural Revolution, the damage has done to the people and the culture is irreversible for decades.
好，我们现在从美国也很快速的转到我们的来自的民族。
So let us change our focus from America to our Asia culture.
好，孙中山他就是在早年的时候在檀香山得救，回到中国，因为这个信仰的缘故，他一直因为他信仰的缘故带来了一个亚洲第一个民主共和国的建立。
Decades ago, many years ago, as Dr. Sun Yat-sen, who has recedand accept Christianity and become a Christian, he started to bring the idea of democracy and his faith from Hawaii back to China.
是建立的亚洲第一个民主共和国。
And he has founded the very first democracy state in Asia.
是在100多年前的时候发生的事。
And he has established and founded this nation more than 100 years ago.
所以在他的遗嘱，他一共写了四份遗嘱，其中有一份是给家人的遗嘱，一般的都现在被人遗忘了。他就是这么说的：我是一个基督徒，受上帝之命来与罪恶之魔宣战，我死了也要人知道我是一个基督徒。
And he has wrote four wills.And one will is for his personal family. And this will is not well known. And he has written, as a Christian called by God, I have wrestled with the devil for 40 years. And even after my death, I want the world to know I am a Christian.
好，请往下，有很多方面，第一个民主共和国建立的起始的成员。几个重要的成员都是基督徒，这个是陆浩东。
And the founding father of Republic of China, one of the many of them are Christian. This person is Mr. Lu Haodong.
他们在加入新中会的时候，都要按圣经宣誓加入新中会。我不能说所有人都是，但是非常多的都是基督徒。
And many of them, when they joined the revolutionists to start new China, they all need to lay their hands on the Bible. Many of them were Christians, including Mr. Lu Haodong.
好，再请下一位。 Kelly. 这是陈少白, 这是黄兴,
Mr. 陈少白, this is Mr. 黄兴.
黄兴是 湖南的将军,
and he is the general in Hunan.
等一下我们会看一个短片, 这个是动画, 他们几位会出现, 但是请大家看下一位。 这个还有他的姐妹们对于这个近代非常的影响非常的重大。
And this lady and also her sister had brought a great impact to the modern history of mankind.
Modern history of Chinese.
Modern history of China.
这样的好，请看下一个。他们一家三姐妹都嫁给了当时候影响历史的三位男士。The
three sisters in the same family, they all marry very influential persons at that time.
他们的 爸爸是一个牧师,
their father is a pastor.
但是这两个姐妹在他们结婚，对不起，在宋美龄右边的这位，她说她在结婚以前，她其实没有重生得救。
Actually, the one on the right is Madam Chiang Kai-shek. She actually said in her autobiography, say she wasn't a Christian. She wasn't a believer before she got married.
A born again. 她不是个 born again.
She wasn't a born again Christian before she got married.
后来她重生得救了。
And yet later on, she declared she was born again.
她也影响了她先生蒋介石。
And she also brought great influence to her husband, Chiang Kai-shek.
还有当时候的 蛮多位的国民政府的政要。
And she also influenced many elites in the government at that time.
但是她的姐姐后来是加入的是共产党。
And yet her sister, she joined the Communist Party.
号称是中华人民共和国的国母,
considered as the first lady of People's Republic China.
宋庆龄她一生从来没有真正得救过，她根本就信仰的是跟她爸爸完全相反的敌对的理念。
And actually, the lady on the left, who is the sister of the right, she went on a different path from her father. She did not believe in God. She believed in atheists.
这个是我想带给你我今天的领受。
And this is the sharing I would like to share with you today.
不要以为你我们是长职同工，我们是牧师传道，我们是艰辛捍卫信仰的上帝的子民。
Don't you think that perhaps we labor for the Lord in church? We're leaders, elders, deacons, or co-workers in the church.
说不定我们所信的 不是我们下一代所信的，我们下一代的里面的真正的东西可能是跟我们相反的。It
is very possible, even though we work labor for the Lord, it's very possible our children, they think totally different. They think just and believe just the opposite from us.
我最近我再也不会去有一个幻想，哦，我们的年轻人是在教会里面长大的，我根本就不带有太多的期待了。
I will not have fantasized because the young people grew up in church, they will carry on the faith.
他们受学校、受主流媒体、受他们 peer 的影响，那个才大呢。
They actually receive a greater influence from the current society, from the media, from school.
这才是可怕的挑战。
And it is a very scary, frightening challenge that we are facing.
这是一个没有烟消的可怕的战争，尤其发生在我们加州。到处都是遍地烽火，那个火是在教会里面的，不是外面的。
The war without fire and burning is then and not a visible bombing type of war, and this is happening all over the place in California, even within the church.
这是今天我想跟大家分享的，我们的信仰是千辛万苦我们的前一代传给我们的，我们在这个时候有何等大的责任捍卫上帝建造这个世代，中美两个民族我们有传承的责任。
This is the burden I would like to share with you, that we have a great mission, that since our forefather has shed their blood, they labor and sacrifice their life and pass on their faith to us, to our generation. It is our duty to pass on to the next.
我怕下一个世代他都不知道这个国家怎么来的，因为他们已经相信了 redefine cancel culture, 他们相信的是1619不是1620。
What our generation believe is that they are in the trend of cancel culture. They deny what has actually happened back then. They start to redefine their own value and culture.
那是走向一个可怕的未来。
And they are marching towards to a frightening and rebellious future.
我相信那惩罚以色列的，如果到了这个时候，同样会惩罚美国。
I believe the one who has punished Israelites in the same way, he will punish America.
我实在不愿意看到这个发生。
I do not want to see this happening.
我天天为这个国家、为这个世代、为 younger generation 祷告，非常多、非常多、非常多。
I continue to pray for this generation and this nation.
我也为了中华民族能够知道上帝曾经拯救了这个民族，是因为他把他的信仰、他的人带来这一个民族。曾经有过的转变。
And I thank God and I know God has saved our race since he has elected a person to bring forth the faith to turn the nation around.
是 Chinese.
To Chinese.
好，现在要请大家看一个动画。
And following I'm going to play an animation.
在这个 play 之前要跟大家说，这个呢是、我的机构所做，但是是跟着我自己的领受所发出来的。
And this animation was made by the organization I currently involve which envisioned the understanding from my heart. SeveralOf you may have seen it. Yep.
等一下啊！现在帮我翻译的，他的名字叫周义军。
The one who has doing the translation, his name is George Chow.
我的名字叫周义芳。
And my name is Robert Chow with a middle name Yi.
我的妹妹叫周义倩。
And my sister's name is Grace E. Chow.
我们的名字是被我们的外祖父所取的。
And our name is named by our grandfather.
中间那个 E 就是我外公，他是广东中山他们敬佩当那个时候的国家的贡献者孙逸仙的这个名字。
My grandfather came from the same village as Dr. Sun Yixian, and the reason why we are named was because he admired the forefather, Dr. Sun Yixian, so we took the same middle name.
我的外公也是一位基督徒。
My grandfather, who is also a Christian.
但是并没有传给我们，我们后来是自己愿意去信的。
And yet he did not pass on his faith to us. We came to the Lord because of other means.
这是一个根源，但是在十几年前，我做了一个梦。
And though this is one of the sources, and yet about a few tens of years ago, I dream a dream.
在那个梦里面一个像高尔夫球场的那一个场景中间有一群人在排队，好像在等着吃 barbecue。
I dream a dream there were a line of people in a green pasture and they were waiting to kind of trying to receive some barbecue food.
他们在 line up 在等着。
They were lining up.
在距离大约离我大概二三十公尺中间，那个排队的有一个人回过头来看了我一眼。
So as people were lining up, one person stood in front of me. He turned back and looked at me.
我一看到他眼睛就说：“哎，你长得不是孙逸仙，怎么你不是孙中山？可是你是孙中山。”
And I say, well, you don't look like Dr. Sun Yixian, but you are Dr. Sun Yixian.
因为我看他的眼睛的时候，他看着我，我觉得他就是孙中山。然后我那个时候我觉得他长得不像孙中山。
And when I look at his eyes, I feel he is Dr. Sun Yixian. Yeah, he doesn't look like Dr. Sun Yixian.
那早晨起来以后，我就跟周师母讲说：“哎，好好笑啊！我是有做过不同的异梦，但是这次异梦真是太可笑了吧。”
And when I woke up in the morning, I say to my wife, "I dream I dream many dreams before, but this dream is quite funny."
我后来慢慢觉得，中美两个国家为什么？他们的国父都是基督徒呢。
Then when I come to think about it, why the founding fathers of both nations, United States and China, they were Christians.
然后我为什么这么想知道他们信仰的根源，好像都跟我越来越相关了。
And why I have a longing to understand their faith.It seems that they become much more relevant to me, more and more.
好，现在请大家一起来 enjoy.
Please. 爱你，我爱你，我爱你，这完全属于星星，从没有怀疑。我要追随你，走遍世界，传遍福音，让每一个人与心里都充满平安与欢喜，只因是你。我要追随你，在大义人的国度里，我愿做个安慰精灵，永不放弃，只因是你。我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，这完全属于星星，从没有怀疑，也请你继续带领。我爱你，我爱你，我们要寻求永生和你的真理。我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，这完全属于星星，从没有怀疑，也请你继续带领。我爱你，我爱你，我们要寻求永生和你的真理，让每一个人的心里都充满平安与欢喜，只因是你，充满感激。
在拍照之前，请大家先自我介绍一下。
我是广东中山孙逸仙。
我是广东中山陆浩东，出生于上海。16岁的时候，孙大哥传福音给我，我就信主受了洗。
广东新卫陈少白，我父亲就是基督徒。电影《十月围城》里梁家辉演的就是我，我还去过台北带 bug 了。
我是湖南长沙繁星，江湖人称我八字将军。
Hey George， 该你啦。
Sorry， 我姓华，叫华盛顿，你们叫我乔治 George 就可以了。
我是杰佛逊，美国独立宣言五位起草人之一。
我名叫罗斯福，我的背景请大家自己上网 Google 一下。
我姓林，双木林，单名肯，全名叫林肯，不好意思，这里只有我留大胡子，因为怕胡子一刮，我的粉丝就不认得我了。
请大家看我这里，三二一，
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，你让我们看见我们是蒙福的一群。
Heavenly Father, you have depicted and showed us that we are truly blessed ones.
你在万古以前已经定义让我们受到中美两个民族的祝福。
Generations ago, you have already set your plan so that America and China will be the blessed nations.
我们在主里面不分外邦人、希利尼人、犹太人都成为一了，成为一个 one new man.
We no longer declare and separate as an individual different branches among one another, and yet we are truly one in you. We are one new person.
我们现在继承了你所给我们的属灵产业。
And now we have inherited the abundant inheritance from you.
我们在你面前立志定要传扬给下一代。
Now want to set our minds so that we can pass on our faith to our next generation.
让他们都接回信仰的根源就是你。
So that they can reconnect to the source of our faith, that is you yourself.
坚固我们的信心。
So may you establish and strengthen our faith.
让我们带着感恩来向这个世代传扬。
So that we can preach the good news with gratitude to this world.
以至于我们不辜负你给我们在美国成长栽培的救恩。
So we won't fall short of the commission you have given to us to share the gospel.
我们求你 God bless America.
We ask God, may you bless America.
And God bless Chinese.
And
感谢主。
And thank you, Lord.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，刚才这个短片中间，短片中间里面的声音，孙中山是我。
So as in the video, I was the one who dubbed the voice for Dr. Sun Yixian.
乔治华盛顿呢，就是 George Chow。
And George is the one who dubbed the voice for George Washington.
那个陆浩东呢，是我的女婿Johnny Su.
And Mr. Lu Haodong's voice was dubbed by my son-in-law.
所以我很高兴说，我们家人中在这样一个历史上的短片，我们有留下一个值得回忆的美好的纪念。
And I'm very, I feel joyful that we are able to mark the trace of effort being part of this historical film.
但是我相信你跟你的家人跟你的孩子在历史上在上帝面前会有一个永远被他纪念的美好。
And I truly believe you and your children will mark some trace in God's plan.
好，我今天的信息就在这里。
And this is my sermon to share with you.